This is Michael. How can I help you?
Hey, it's Mara. It's Stericycle. How are you?
Oh, hi, Mara. How are you?
Good. Is it too early?
No, it's fine. I actually sent an email and said that about 11 a.m. would work, but...
Aren't you 11:20 right now?
Yeah, I'm 11:23.
Oh,
right.
Okay. So I'm 10:23. So I got confused. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm good.
Okay. So I got... I got actually a email from legal, and if you want, I can either forward it to you or I can just read it to you. Basically, what they said was, let's see. Let me just forward it to you.
Sure. Can you just briefly read what it says so I can understand?
Sure.
I thought we were going to have a conference call this morning.
Yeah, we are, you and I are, but they, when I requested the conference call on Friday, they didn't feel that it was necessary because they're basically saying that it's solely the customer's responsibility to follow state regulations or federal regulations. Let me forward it over. It'll make better sense.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
I guess every state has a different regulation around this topic.
Well, you see, the issue is you're coming in giving training, so you're teaching us how to follow the proper regulations and the law, so certainly we will try to understand what this, you know, contractual agreement is about, and in order to do that, I'm looking for instruction, you know, from Stericycle on what it is that would be expected.
Yeah. I'd like to get Michelle Malone on the phone, who is from legal, and I guess basically what they're saying is that we always provide a copy of the waste acceptance policy, and that they understand that we are obviously servicing different practices across the country that do the same services you're doing, but you as a customer need to make the determination based on your regulation, which could change state to state if it's recognizable or not.
Right, and that's fine. I'm just trying to figure out what regulation we're to follow. Is there a particular regulation that would need to be followed in order to, you know, determine those things? This is not a topic that is usually discussed, so I'm not certain as to what we're to look for in terms of it.
I just sent the email over to you.
Sure. Okay, I'll review that.
Yeah, review that. They're basically saying that we do not take human remains at all. We will take pathology, but it's up to you based on your state whether we can take it, whether what you're putting in the box, basically.
I'm definitely confused now. I'll review what you sent.
Yeah, review the email.
But human remains, that's the practice that this is, what this is about, the D&E procedure that's done.
Right.
All of that involves pathological waste.
Yeah.
Is not pathological waste human remains?
Not always. Sometimes it's just tissue and human body parts. Or organs.
Body parts and organs are human remains, aren't they?
Yeah, but I think it's different based on the procedure because it's so sensitive. We need to get somebody on the phone.
Right. Yeah, I.
Because now I'm
just looking.
More confused.
Yeah, you understand. I think where I'm trying to.
I totally.
Yeah.
And
we want to follow the terms of, as you're saying, if this is something that's going to be set up as a contract, we want to make sure that you're
respect it. You want to make sure you're doing things right, and that's important.
Right, and as I said, I think the first time that we spoke, I said that I was told that you don't. I think another representative had told me that, or someone had informed me that Stericycle doesn't pick up fetal remains and human remains and things of that nature. And that's why I mentioned to you, and then yet, you know, you had said, no, you know, you do this nationwide, and that's why you mentioned Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
So I'm confused.
Yeah. No, let me see if I can get Michelle Malone on the phone. She said if I needed anything else to give her a call, so.
Okay.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Provide services to over 290,000 customers in the United States, Mexico, Canada, and Puerto Rico through a network of more than 42 permitted treatment facilities. Mercury is not a regulated medical waste. Trace amounts can be very harmful to our environment. Ask for our mercury mailback or dental amalgam kit for safe disposal of thermometers, thermostats, dental amalgam and capsules, batteries, light bulbs, blood pressure monitors, dental trap waste, and old fillings. In an ongoing study of occupational blood or body fluid exposures to skin or mucous membranes, over two-thirds of the cases involved blood or body fluid contact with the eyes, nose, or mouth. The eyes were exposed more than half of the time. Goggles or protective eyeglasses with side shields were worn in only 3% of the cases. And face shields or masks were worn about 15% of the time. Regular use of available personal protective equipment can minimize blood and body fluid exposures. Please protect your eyes and face. Ask about our line of lightweight, comfortable eye protection and face masks. Thank you for holding. Stericycle appreciates your patience. Have you heard about our new Sterisafe OSHA compliance program? The program offers medical waste management and an OSHA compliance program all for one low monthly fee. Ask our customer care representative about enrolling in Sterisafe today. Did you know that 70% of OSHA inspections are unannounced, resulting in an average fine of $2,300? Be prepared for an unexpected visit from OSHA by enrolling in our preferred level of our Sterisafe OSHA compliance program today. It's guaranteed.
Are you there, Michael?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I left her a message. She's usually pretty quick about getting back to me. I'd rather it come from either her or Jose, who are both in legal, to help me answer these questions correctly so we can clear the confusion. I think what's confusing me is that same thing that's confusing you. Yes, we service Planned Parenthoods across the country. You guys are doing similar procedures. And that's just not adding up with me. So I need her to clarify it for both of us. So,
right, and as there will be fetal remains involved with this, and I know it's not a subject that is comfortable in talking about, but I need to know what if we're not supposed to put this in the boxes that you've come to our place with, then
then what will we take?
If there was a contract set up for that, and you were to come to the business and pick up, it would be kind of, you're saying it's in our hands, but we're wondering if Stericycle will in fact take it, you know what I'm saying? Because we have to record according to, as I understand it, there's manifests that are recorded, and we're going to have to document on there pathological waste, to our definition, would be human remains. Is it not, you know what I'm saying? It's confusing.
I totally get it. I need their help, and I need them to help me understand this better so I can speak to it.
Sure. What about Tim? And this email that you had sent over, Tim stated that he will call you on this.
Yeah, he called, actually, Michelle Malone. Not me.
Oh, Tim called Michelle Malone.
And
okay.
Michelle wrote the email to the team.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I know for certain that there's another, as I mentioned, the other facility in Richmond
that we are servicing.
Right, and they only use your company, and they do the same type of thing that I'm trying to see whether or not a contract would be issued for.
Yeah, we'll have to discuss that too.
All right.
Yeah, we'll have to discuss that too. Because I know you want to make sure you're doing the right thing, and we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. So as soon as she calls me back, what does your availability look like today? Can you give me a couple time slots that'll work for us to call you?
Well, I'll be free for the next 2 hours, and then thereafter I'm not certain. If you can try to ring me then after that, that's fine.
Okay. Okay.
Any time in the next 2 hours, I'll be available.
No problem. So as soon as she calls me, hopefully in the next couple hours, I'll give you a ring right back.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.